Brothers and sisters, peace to you all.
好吧, 我们先来读一处的圣经。
Let's first read a portion of the scripture.
我们今天要来看但以理书。
Today we're going to look at the book of Daniel.
但以理书不是一本很好读的书，我们都知道在旧约里。
The book of Daniel is not one that is easy to read, but it is in the Old Testament.
但以理书被称为是旧约里的启示录。
And the book of Daniel has been deemed the Old Testament revelation.
好, 我们来翻到但以理书的第四章。
So let's turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 4.
好, 我们来看这个第四章很长, 我们今天其实都要差不多把第四章给大家分享一下, 但是因为我们时间的缘故, 我们只能选几处来读一下。
So we're going to cover the majority of chapter 4 today, but because of time constraints, we'll just read a couple portions.
好, 我们先来读第一节到第五节。
First we'll read verses 1 to 5.
但以理书第四章第一节, 尼布甲尼撒王晓谕住在全地各方各国各族的人, 说愿你们大享平安。
Chapter 4, verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar, the king to all the peoples, nations, and men of every language that live in all the earth, may your peace abound.
我乐意将至高神向我所行的神迹奇事宣扬出来。
It has seemed good to me to declare the signs and wonders which the Most High God has done for me.
他的神迹何其大, 他的奇事何其甚, 他的国是永远的, 他的权柄存到万代。
How great are his signs and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and his dominion is from generation to generation.
我尼布甲尼撒安居在宫中平顺在殿内。
I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at ease in my house and flourishing in my palace.
我做了一个梦使我惧怕，我在床上的思念并脑中的异象使我惊慌。
I saw a dream and it made me fearful, and these fantasies as I lay on my bed and the visions in my mind kept alarming me.
下面就讲到他做的那个梦，我们就不读，待会儿我们会去看到那个。我们来看第24节到25节。
And in the following verses go over his dream, but we're going to talk about it, but not read through it.
这个是但以理对王做的那个梦的讲解啊。
But then we're going to skip to verse 24, which is Daniel's interpretation of the king's dream.
但以理对那个尼布甲尼撒王说，王啊，第二十四节，讲解就是这样，临到我王，我主我王的事，是出于至高者的命。Verse 24,
this is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord the king.
你必被赶出离开世人，与野地的野兽同居。 吃草如牛，被天露滴食，要经过七七，等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁，就赐予谁。
That you be driven away from mankind, and your dwelling place be with the beasts of the field, and you be given grass to eat like cattle, and be drenched with the dew of heaven. And 7 periods of time will pass over you until you recognize that the Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind, and bestows it on whomever he wishes.
我们今天讲，我们今天这个信息的题目就是刚才所念的其中的一句话：“等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权。”So
the theme of our talk today is something that we just read. It says that until you recognize that the Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind.
28节，这是临到尼布甲尼撒王。Verse 28,
all this happened to Nebuchadnezzar the king.
过了12个月，他游行在巴比伦王宫里。
12 months later, he was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon.
他说，这大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建造建为京都，要显我威严的荣耀吗？
The king reflected and said, "Is this not Babylon the Great, which I myself have built as a royal residence by the might of my power and for the glory of my majesty?"
这话在王的王口中尚未说完，有声音从天降下，说：“尼布甲尼撒王啊，有话对你说，你的国位离开你了。” While
the word was in the king's mouth, a voice came from heaven saying, "King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is declared, sovereignty has been removed from you."
你必被赶出，离开世人，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，要经过七七，等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁。
And you will be driven away from mankind, and your dwelling place will be with the beasts of the field. You will be given grass to eat like cattle, and 7 periods of time will pass over you until you recognize that the Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind and bestows it on whom he wishes.
当时这话就应验在尼布甲尼撒的身上，他被赶出，离开世人，吃草如牛，身披天露滴石，头发长长，好像鹰毛，指甲长长，如同鸟抓。
Immediately the word concerning Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled, and he was driven away from mankind and began eating grass like cattle, and his body was drenched with the dew of heaven, until his hair had grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws.
日子满足，我尼布甲尼撒举目望天，我的聪明复归于我，我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神，他的权柄是永远的，永有的，他的国存到万代。
But at the end of that period, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes towards heaven, and my reason returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation.
好，我们圣经就展示读到这儿。
And here, this is the scripture reading we have for now.
我们低头先有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer first.
我们在天上的父，我们谢谢你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you.
有一天清晨，你把我们一同召聚在你面前。
That this morning you've called us all together before you.
特别是我们中间还在寻求你的人。
Especially those who are still searching for you.
还没有相信耶稣基督的人。
Those who have not yet believed in our Lord Jesus Christ.
父，我们感谢你把他们带到我们中间来。
Father, we thank you for bringing them into our midst.
主啊，就像我们弟兄刚才祷告的，愿意。他们能够听见，在此刻听见从你来的声音。
And just as our brother prayed before, would they be willing to hear what comes from you?
使他们知道你是何等的真实可信。
So that they would know that you are true and worth believing in.
我们也要把我们心中所有的感谢和赞美归给你。
And we want to give you all the praise and thanksgiving from our hearts.
我们这样祷告，乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督的名。
And we pray all this in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.大家平安吗？
Does everybody have? Are you all at peace?
大家想2024年会是一个平安的年吗？
Do you believe that the year 2024 will be a peaceful year?
我们都知道这个俄乌战争仍在继续，而且不知道什么时候要结束。
We know that the Russian-Ukraine war is still ongoing. We don't know when it's going to end.
而且不光是俄乌战争，还有以色列和哈马斯的战争，可能希望能够快一点结束。
And not only the Russian-Ukraine war, but also the conflict between Israel and Hamas that we hope will end soon.
当然，世界上还有很多地方都是非常危险的，比如说台湾和中国大陆之间那个海峡，还有南海。
And there's also many other dangerous places and conflicts in the world. For example, between Taiwan and China and the Taiwanese Strait.
我不知道大家注意到没有，现在在欧洲，尤其在欧洲的媒体开始要讲第三次世界大战了。
I don't know if you are aware, but especially in Europe, on their social media, they're talking about World War III.
Right. 这个其实因为俄乌战争有可能外溢嘛，我们不知道啊。
And because of that, the Ukraine and Russian war might go on. We don't know.
因为第三次世界大战绝不会像第二次世界大战打完就完了。
Because the Third World War will not be like the Second World War, where once the fighting is done, it's over.
因为一定有核武器要参与进来。
There will definitely be far-reaching consequences.
Yeah, it's a nuclear weapon.
And nuclear weapons.
而且还有 AI 在里面。
And also AI plays a part.
我们知道这个2024年是个对媒体把它称为是叫做选举之年，有60多个国家要有民主有选举。
We also know that the media is calling 2024 a super election year because there's over 60 elections going on.
60, yeah, right, over 60. 想想看，台湾是第一个哈。
For example, Taiwan is one.
最后一个是美国。
The last one for this year is the U.S.
而美国的选举非常引人注目。
And the people are very interested in the U.S. election.
因为涉及到两个八十多快八十岁的或者八十多岁的老年人在争总统。
And because especially it is going to be a presidential race between two octogenarians.
现在世界尤其欧洲都开始预备要有可能是特朗普第二。
And the world, especially Europe, is preparing for a possibility of Trump 2.0.
说实话，我们真的不知道这些世界强人啊，不管是美国的、俄罗斯的、中国的，或者别印度的，对吧？印度也要选举，这些世界强人要把这个世界带到什么地方
？And so we don't know where these strong men or powerful men in the U.S. and Russia and China or in India, which is also having election, where they will lead this world.
因为他们确实可以把这个世界带到大灾难的里面。
Because they can lead this world to a great disaster.
实际上，他们现在正在这么做。
And it seems like they are doing so now.
罗马书第十三章啊，第一节这样告诉我们。
So in Romans chapter 13, verse 1, it tells us this.
十三章第一节说：“没有权柄不是出于神，凡掌权的都是神所命的。”
Romans 13 verse 1 tells us that there is no authority except from God and those which exist are established by God.
也就是说今天这些世界的强人他们的权柄是来自于至高者神。
And this which tells us that all these powerful men, they get their power from God.
但是这些人认识这些强人们他们认识神吗
But do these powerful men, do they know God?
他们知道他们手中的那个权柄可以毁灭世界的权柄是来自于至高者神吗
Do they know that their authority comes from, from God who can destroy the world?
神能不能或者会不会约束他们
And will God or can God restrict them?
Yeah. 我们都知道爱因斯坦的他曾经说过这样一句有趣的话爱因斯坦
We know that Einstein once said this very peculiar quote.
他因为他是个物理学家哈，非常伟大的物理学家，他观察整个宇宙，他说这个不可能是凭空演化来、进化来的。
And so he was a very famous atheist, and he was studying the universe, and he was saying that no, this couldn't have been created.
他不是 atheist, 他是、
oh,
他觉得这个宇宙应该有一个创造者。
Oh, sorry, he wasn't an atheist, but he was studying the universe and he thought that someone had to have, this couldn't have happened by chance, someone had to have created it.
但是他又发现这个宇宙好像没有人管理。
But he also found that it seems like nobody was governing the universe.
他说很有可能是神创造了整个宇宙，创造了人类，然后他就 walk away, 就走了，然后让宇宙自生自灭。
And so he thought that perhaps God created the universe and then just let it be and walked away.
Yes, 真的是这样的吗？
Is it truly like this?
我们今天这个故事啊，我们刚才所读的这些故事啊，这个作者是叫就是以色列的先知但以理。
So the author of the story for today is Daniel. He was a Jewish prophet.
他是像如果你去看他生的年代哈、是我们中国的老子、孔子，还有印度释迦牟尼，他们是同一个时代的人。
If you look at the time of their life, then he was a contemporary of Confucius, of Buddha, and of Lao Tzu.
And right, 释迦释迦牟尼
Buddha.
Yeah, Buddha, right. 他们是同一个时代的人，而但以理这个时候，当中第二孔子、老子的时候，他是在巴比伦帝国为官。
So they were all of the same time period, but Daniel was in Babylon as an official.
他的官位已经做到最后，做到了宰相啊。他是从三朝甚至四朝为官，到了宰相的位置。
And so he was an official for three dynasties, and in the fourth dynasty, he became prime minister.
他所记载的这个故事的主角就是当时巴比伦这个帝国的君王叫尼布甲尼撒。
And so what he records here, the protagonist of the story, is the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar.
因为我们都知道在历史上尼布甲尼撒是非常非常有名的一个君王。
And so from history, we know that he was a very famous ruler.
古代世界的七大奇迹之一空中花园就是这个尼布甲尼撒建造的。
And so one of the seven ancient wonders of the world, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, was created by King Nebuchadnezzar.
他当时所建造的巴比伦帝国是在整个地球上在那个时代是最大的唯一的帝国。
And so the empire that he built was the greatest during that time.
因为那个时候的中国还是在西周是一个城邦国家，相当于战国春秋时期这些小城邦的封建的国家。
And China at that time was in the east and was just a group of vassal states.
而印度也是一些小城邦国家而已，但是那个时候巴比伦已经在整个地上已经成为一个大的帝国。
And likewise for India, but at that time, Babylon was a great empire already.
他把当时的亚述帝国毁灭了，然后也征服了中东，就是今天我们知道像以色列一带的一些很多很多小国家都被他毁灭了。
And they had conquered and destroyed Assyria and also many other smaller kingdoms in the Middle East.
也把埃及是仅次于他的一个另外一个帝国，也被他打得奄奄一息，最后埃及就灭亡了。
And also, they fought with Egypt, which was also an established empire during that time, and they fought them and then eventually destroyed them.
所以想想这么一个大君王，他一定是不可一世啊，觉得自己是最伟大的人。
And so you can imagine such a king of such an empire would be very arrogant and think highly of himself.
气焰非常嚣张。就在这个时候，这位上我们的至高者给了他一个梦。
And when he was in this arrogance, the Most High God gave him a dream.
Yeah, 神给他一个梦，梦见什么呢
？And what did he dream?
梦见他有一个撑天的大树。
And there, he dreamt of a tree that reached to the heavens.
树上有很多的繁茂的树叶，这种结着各样的果子可以吃的。
And the tree had a full foliage and had a lot of abundant fruit.
然后呢，这些天上的飞鸟、地上的走兽都来依附这棵大树啊，所有有血气的都靠这个树养为生。
And the birds that were in the sky and the beasts on the land, they all depended on this tree, and all the creatures lived by it.
就在这个时候，天上有位圣者对这个树说。
And so then during that time, this voice from heaven came and said.
把这个树砍倒，把它的枝子砍下来，把它树上的叶子和果子全部打散。
So a holy one from heaven said that to chop down the tree, cut off all its branches, and strip it of its leaves and fruit.
所有的天空的飞鸟、地上的走兽，全部都要叫抚孙四散，就是完全就离开这个树。
And all the birds and all the beasts, they all fled from that tree.
最后剩下一个树桩，还要被铜箍和铁箍把它箍起来。
And then it's just you leave a stump and then it is bound by iron.
让它在日晒雨淋，然后呢，好像这个树就有一个生命，不再是人的心，是个兽心，兽的心。
The dew from the heavens would soak it, and then it would have this new life that was not from its original.
这个树就开始像地那个草地上的牛一样的吃草。
And then this tree would be like the beasts, and eat the grass around it.
当然，尼布甲利沙做了这个梦，他非常害怕，他想要知道究竟是什么原因。
And so when Nebuchadnezzar had this dream, he was very frightened and wanted to know what it meant.
然后呢，他就。在自己的大帝国里边找所有的能够解哲士也好，那些算那个看星象的好，来告诉他究竟这个梦怎么样理解。
And so Nebuchadnezzar called all the wise men of the empire and the different astrologers and wanted to ask them, what does this mean?
最后只有但以理可以告诉他这个梦的意思。
And at the end, only Daniel could tell him what the dream meant.
那么但以理就很清楚告诉他，你就是那棵树。
And Daniel told him very clearly, "You are that tree."
现在至高者对你讲话，你现在要赶快离开罪恶，要那个善待那些穷人。
And now that the Most High is speaking to you, you need to leave and stop sinning and do good.
如果你这样做的话，你还可以平安久一点点。
And show mercy to the poor. And if you do this, then maybe you can prosper a little bit longer.
那尼布甲利撒一听，我估计当时他肯定是觉得做到了哈，怜悯穷人，然后呢要离开罪孽。
And so perhaps King Nebuchadnezzar thought he was already doing this, being merciful to the poor and leaving behind evil works.
他是个暴君啊, 能够做到一点点已经不容易了, 但是12个月, 他就坚持不了了。
And so he was a cruel ruler, and so he couldn't hold on for that long. So after 12 months, he went back to his old ways.
他就又开始发狂了, 自夸, 这个大巴比伦城不是我自己亲手建造的吗? 大巴比伦。
And so afterwards, yeah, he started to praise himself again. Isn't Babylon, this great Babylon, something I created, I did myself?
要显明我威严的荣耀。
And it represents my own glory.
就在这个时候, 这样他的那个梦就真的降到他身上了, 成为现实。
And at that exact moment, the dream became true.
我知道这个故事哈, 在这第四章, 如果你把第四章、第五章看完, 连续五次, 但以你在这写说, 天上的圣者说, 至高者在人的国中掌权。
And if you read chapter 4, there are 5 times where Daniel says God most, the God most high rule is rule over the realm of mankind.
他要把国赐给谁就赐给谁, 连续5次讲到这件事。
And he'll give it to whom he desires. And so the most high, he says this 5 times in a row.
那么今天我们的问题是什么呢?
So then what is our issue today?
今天在上的那些强人们, 那些执政的统治者们, 他们知道吗? 他们有尼布甲利撒那样的认识吗?
And so what about today's powerful men? Do they, and the rulers and politicians, do they understand what Nebuchadnezzar saw?
他们知道他们今天手中的权力是来自于至高者吗?
Do they understand that the power that they have comes from the God Most High?
今天民主国家, 比如说美国这些总统们, 他们看重的是什么?
And so, for example, the leaders of the democratic countries, what are they most? What's most important to them?
他们眼中盯到的是选民手中的选票。
So what they have in their eye is the ballot, the voters' ballot.
千方百计要去讨好选公民这些选民们的手中的选票，为了得到那选票，做尽所有的可以做的事。
And so they will rack their brains to figure out how to get the people's vote. And so in order to get the vote, they will do almost everything.
你不相信你看看特朗普的表现你就知道。
If you don't believe it, just take a look at Trump.
那么独裁者呢?
What about a dictator?
独裁者他口中也会说了,你注意他们口中,他们也都说他们的权力来自于,国家的权力来自于人民。
And so even dictators, if you pay attention, they will say that their power comes from the people.
但是他们其实... 他们的手, 他们更相信, 他们行动, 更相信 他们手中的那个暴力镇压的工具。
But in actuality, they believe and rely more on these violent suppression tools that they have in their hands.
他相信你去, 在那样的独裁国家, 你去喊句口号, 打一个标语, 甚至举张白纸, 你都会很快就, 马上就消失。
If you don't believe it, just try going to one of the countries under a dictatorship and you know, say a slogan or hold up even a piece of paper and you will disappear immediately.
就在两天前,俄罗斯一个反对派的那个leader,一个首领就被在监狱里边死了,40多岁。
And just 2 days ago, one of the opposition leaders to Putin in Russia died in prison.
所以这些人他们根本不知道他的权柄是来自于至高者神。
And so these men obviously don't know that their authority comes from God the Most High.
但是即使如此,
But even
我们的神仍然在掌握着人类的历史。
But even so, we know that God has a control of the course of mankind.
我们的神在掌管着人类历史的进程。
And he controls the history of mankind.
你知道吗? 但以理书完整的预言从巴比伦帝国开始一直到我们今天人类历史的所有的发展所有大帝国的进程。
Did you know that the prophecies in Daniel have been fulfilled from the time of Babylon all the way to today?
但以理书预言说在巴比伦帝国以后有个马代波斯帝国要出现。
In the prophecies of Daniel, it says that after the empire or kingdom of Babylon, there would be a Medo-Persian.
然后呢，就是我们知道的亚历山大大帝的希腊帝国。
And then we know that there was afterwards is a Greek.
然后就是后来的罗马帝国，这都是在远远在但以理之后的事情。
and then came the Roman emperor. And these are all things that occurred far after the time of Daniel.
然后又预言到, 当罗马帝国以后, 还有一个半铁半泥的,
And it is prophesied that even after the Roman Empire, there will be a greater empire that is half clay, half iron.
对, 这个帝国是全世界性的帝国。
And this empire is encompasses the entire world.
半铁半泥就会想到泥就是没有力量嘛, 铁就是很坚硬的嘛, 这就是今天我们所看到, 我们正在处的这个国这种, 这个世界, 就是有民主, 也有独裁, 混合的一个,
And so clay has no strength in itself, and iron is very strong. And so it reflects today's world where we have half of a democratic world and half of a dictatorship in the world.
我们看到哈, 这个人类历史的一个进程啊, 好像越来越大, 越来越民主, 越来越文明, 对不对?
And so if we take a look at today, our history today, it looks like it's getting larger, bigger and bigger, as we're becoming more and more civilized.
但是呢却越来越不认识神
But we are becoming less and less aware or less and less knowledgeable of God
最后这个半铁半泥的世界性的国家会变成敌基督的国家 与神为敌
And so eventually this empire of clay and iron will be replaced by the kingdom of God at the end of the world
最后被神的国 在世界末日的时候被神的国取代
yeah. And so eventually it will grow and then become enemy of God and be replaced by the kingdom of God.
虽然在这个人类历史发展竞争中，这些帝王、这些统治者，他们不认识神。
So even though these empires and these rulers don't know God,
但是他们竟然做圣经里边所说预言的事。
But they accomplished or they did the works that were in the biblical prophecies.
很有可能这些君王们在做的时候，他们根本不知道他们在做什么，但是他们做的事情却正好是圣经所预言的事。
And so perhaps when they were doing these actions, they didn't know what they were doing, but in actuality, they were acting according to the prophecies.
比如说几百年但以理预言, 几百年以后的罗马帝国,
for example, the prophecy of the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国的皇帝凯撒, 就颁布一个命令说, 要让他的国民, 罗马帝国当时非常强大, 啊, 所有的国民要回到自己的地方去注册登记,
And so the ruler of the Roman Empire, Caesar, decreed an issue that he wanted to do a census, and you know how great the Roman Empire was at that time.
你知道他这样做的，他根本不知道他为什么这样做，但是他也许他有他自己的原因。但是他这样做的结果，就是主耶稣要诞生，必须他父母亲必须要到伯利恒，主耶稣必须出生在伯利恒，这是圣经早就预言的。
And we don't know why Caesar did this, and he may not know why himself, but the result was that because he did the census, everyone had to go back to their birthplace to register, and so the Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
然后呢, 到罗马帝国, 当主耶稣降来到地上以后, 罗马帝国在巴勒斯坦, 在以色列地的总督比拉多, 千方百计不想要钉死耶稣基督, 他想尽一切办法就是不要钉他。
And sometime later, the Roman governor Pilate wanted to free Jesus because he thought he was innocent, tried every which way to set him free.
但是他毫无选择，因为百姓要反抗，所以他就被迫钉耶稣十字架。他不知道他这个被迫的行为，竟然就成就了耶稣必须要在十字架上死的圣经预言。
But because he feared that the people would rebel, he had no choice to sentence the Lord Jesus to be crucified. And he didn't know that that was fulfilling a biblical prophecy, how Jesus would die on the cross.
不光在圣经里面,我们大量看见那些在上的君王们做的事情,不知道为什么做出圣经预言的事情来,他们自己都不知道为什么要这样做。
And so you'll see many examples of where these powerful or strong men will complete these actions. And they may not themselves know the reason, but it would fulfill a prophecy of the Bible.
其实我们要去看看，从圣经的角度看第二次世界大战，我们不会吃惊。虽然以色列人啊被纳粹德国屠杀了600万。
And so if you take a biblical perspective of World War II, during that time, the Israelites or God's Jewish people, about 6 million were murdered.
Murdered by Nazi, right? Yeah. 但是你知道二战的结果是什么？
But do you know what was the result of World War II?
是以色列复国。
It was the resurrection of the kingdom of Israel. And this was a biblical prophecy.
当然我们今天看到欧盟有个欧盟出现了对不对我们知不知道欧盟是罗马帝国最终要重新出现的是圣经的预言欧盟 European Union.
Oh, and we also see that the creation of the European Union, and this is actually also a very important biblical prophecy.
其实我们纵观整个人类的历史，我们发觉到是我们的神作为至高者，一直在推动着人类历史按照他的旨意在往前。
And so if we take a look at human history, we'll see that it is the God Most High, taking action and pushing along His will.
那么今天在我们这个时代，这些身居在高位上的这些统治者们，他们虽然不认识神。
And so today, all the rulers of today, even though they don't know God,
其实多少他们还是会有一点点恻隐之心，知道有的东西不是在他们的掌控之中。
But they will also feel and they have this feeling, they also have this compassion, and they'll understand that not everything is within their control.
尊敬今天中国的统治者，他知道他在反腐的时候，你知道他说过一句话。
And for example, today's the ruler of China, do you know what he said?
因为他反腐反到后来腐败越来越多，对不对？反了半天还更多。So he doing something to against the corruption of the
okay and so he has been trying to weed out corruption but the more he tries there's the more corruption there is
他威胁他的下属官员说你们不要一条路走到黑啊
and so he warned his subordinates don't walk this way all the way into darkness
因为举头三尺有神明可以看见的
because not 3 inches from your head there is a God who sees
只是我知道他不知，因为他是无神论者，他不知道他所说的神明是谁，但是他也知道有的东西在看着的。
But because he is an atheist,
he's absolutely atheist.
Okay, because he's an atheist, he doesn't know that it is the God Most High who's doing the watching.
But he don't know who is this watching, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere there is watching his whole kingdom is doing what, right? 其实我们普通人都有这样的感觉。
And so, actually, us ordinary folks also have this feeling.
当我们看到世界上太多太多的不平的事，而我们又无能为力的时候。
And so, when we see things that are just unfair and unrighteous happening.
是不是那个时候我们都有一种感觉？啊，我们知道，但愿啊，人在做，天在看，不是不应，不是不报应，是时候未到，对吧？
Maybe we feel that God is watching what people do, and it's not that they won't report it, but the time has not come yet.
Right. 我们的中国人就喜欢说，不是不报，时候未到。为什么会有这样的想法？其实我们心里面一直盼望着有一个绝对的公平正义。
And so, why do we Chinese always say that it's not that we're not reporting it, or taking action, it's the time that it's not, but it's that the time is not here yet.
Yeah, 因为神在圣经里边说。深渊在我，我必报应。
Yeah, and the Lord says that vengeance is mine, I will repay.
而且只要我们仔细观察人类历史，包括旧约圣经哈，我们会发觉到那些在上的统治者们，他们哪怕有一点点的敬畏的心。
And so if we study the history in the Bible and look at the rulers at that time, we find that even if they had just a little bit of fear of God,
那么他所领导的国家，他的人民都会蒙到祝福的。
So then their kingdom and their people would receive blessing.
如果你看旧约，你就发现大量这样子。当这个君王是个好的王的时候，敬畏神的王的时候，整个国家都蒙到神的祝福。
And so you can see in the Old Testament as when the kings, when they were a good king or they feared God, the entire kingdom benefited.
如果这个王是个恶王，不敬畏神，整个国家都会因此而受咒诅。
And if it was an evil king who had no respect for God, then the entire kingdom was cursed.
美国也是如此。
America is also like this.
我们都知道，当美国的那些先父、那些国父们在建立这个国家的时候，大部分国父们他们是相信上帝、相信神、有敬畏之心的。
And so you know that when the nation was being born, the founding fathers, most of them feared the Lord.
而且 他们还认因着认识神，他们也认识人性的恶。
And so they not only knew God, but they also knew the evil within human, man.
他们就制定了今天美国的宪法，还有美国这个制度，想要来约束在上者的权利。
And so they created this constitution and then the system that tries to restrict, or restrain the one that's in power.
所以美国其实200多年来非常蒙神的祝福。
And so, in actuality, the U.S. in the last 200 years or so has received many blessings from God.
但是今天的美国呢?
But what about today's America?
今天美国越来越没有敬畏之心，越来越不相信神。
In the U.S. today, there's less and less fear of the Lord and less knowledge of God.
美国的宪法，美国的制度能够有用吗?
And so is the constitution or our system, is it of any use?
你去注意，你 Google 一下你就知道，美国不是美国，世界上有好几个国家想要完全模仿美国的制度、美国的宪法，他们的宪法就跟美国宪法是一样的，制度也就学美国的制度。
And so if you Google, you can find out there are many countries who try to imitate the U.S.'s constitutional system. And they try to do it exactly, and so they exactly have our constitution and have our exact system as well.
他们以为美国的这个制度和宪法就可以使他们给他们国家带来繁荣。
And so they think that having a U.S. system like the U.S. and a constitution like the U.S. would bring riches and blessing to their country.
在非洲有，在南美洲有好几个国家在模仿美国。
In
South America
and Africa. There are several countries who try to imitate the U.S.
结果他们国家一塌糊涂。
But instead, it brought chaos.
其实美国现在也是正在走向 chaos, 走向这个衰败。
And likewise, the U.S. right now is walking down this pathway of chaos.
各位在座，你知道吗？不是美国的这个宪法，不是美国的制度。
So do you know it's not the Constitution or the American system?
是因为他们的先父们、国父们曾经有敬畏神的心啊，所以有信仰、有敬畏神的心，所以神祝福他们，祝福我们这边的人曾经。
It's because in the original Constitution and system there was the fear of the Lord built in, and that's why we were blessed.
我们今天读的但以理书第四章，你要读第五章，你就会发现巴比伦这个大帝国。
And so today we read Daniel chapter 4, but if you read Daniel chapter 5, you'll find out that Babylon, this great empire,
当他尼布甲尼撒王的孙子掌权的时候，他完全没有敬畏神的心。
When Nebuchadnezzar's grandson took the throne, he had no fear of God.
在一夜之间，神就说他的国要离开他，整个巴比伦，包括这个王在内，就消失了。
Almost immediately, God said that His kingdom would be destroyed.
就灭亡了。
And it was destroyed.
我想大家听到这儿啊，就一定在想，这个跟我们今天要传的福音有什么关系？
And so you might be sitting here and wondering, what does this have to do with the gospel?
就算至高者在人的国中掌权啊，和我们今天要告诉大家的福音有什么关系？
So what does the Most High and authority have to do with the gospel?
我在想，当但以理在辅佐这个尼布甲尼撒王的时候，说不定他有同样的想法。这些又不是以色列，对不对？又不是神的选民，他这跟我们有什么关系？
And so maybe Daniel had the same thought when he was serving Nebuchadnezzar because he was thinking, these are not the Israelites. This is not God's chosen people. What does it have to do with me?
但是当但以理读到一处的圣经神的话的时候，他明白了。
But when Daniel was reading God's word, he understood.
我们来看啊，但以理究竟读到了什么。
So then let's take a look at what exactly Daniel read.
但以理书第九章，我们往后翻。
If you turn a little further back to Daniel chapter 9.
这章也很长啊，我们不能读。但以理书第九章是最精彩的一章，可惜这章啊，要明白要理解非常困难。
Daniel chapter 9 is quite long and is also quite a revelatory chapter, and so to understand it completely is quite difficult.
因为他讲到了很多人类历史的预言，特别是我们今天
It mentions many prophecies, especially that are related to our time now.
那但以理究竟看见了，就读到了什么？
So what exactly did Daniel read?
好，我们来读两处啊，第九章第一节到第二节。
read two portions, first chapter 9, verses 1 and 2.
这个时候这个时代已经变到了马代波斯的那个王朝了，巴比伦帝国已经灭亡了。And
so here, this is already the time of the Medo-Persian Empire. The Babylonian Empire has been destroyed.
马代族亚哈水努的儿子大利乌立为加勒底王的元年。
In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus of Median descent, who was made king over the kingdom of the Chaldeans.
就是他在位第一年，我但耶利从书上得知耶和华的话，临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满。
In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, observed in the books the number of the years which was revealed as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet for the completion of the desolations of Jerusalem, namely 70 years.
好，我们再看到后面第24节。
And later on, let's look at verse 24.
为你本国，这是神对但以理讲的话，当然我们中间略掉很多，内容太多了，神现在派天使对但以理讲。 为你本国之民和你圣城已经定了70个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。
And so now some time has passed, and we can't read it all, but now God sends an angel to say to Daniel, 70 weeks have been decreed for your people and your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make atonement for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place.
后面其实一段我就不读了，因为读起来肯定不明白，就关于这个七十个七之内要发生的很多很多的事情。
And so we won't read the following verses because they are a little hard to understand, but they refer to the 70 weeks, 77th.
当我们看到这些的时候，其实我们心里一定也会明白，巴比伦帝国的兴起，尼布甲尼撒王的兴起，竟然是为了以色列人。And
so we can get this feeling that all of Nebuchadnezzar's actions, they were actually for the sake of the Israelites.
因为以色列人是神的选民。Because
the Israelites were God's chosen people.
我们都知道，在这个之前500年前，以色列建立了一个国家，在今天的以色列这个地方。
And we know that 500 years prior, the Israelites had formed a kingdom right where Israel is today.
他们有了圣殿，他们有了圣城，在那里敬拜神。
And they had a temple and a capital where they went to go worship the Lord.
他们本该是敬拜独一的真神。
They were supposed to worship the one true God.
却一而再，再而三受邻国的引诱，去敬拜各种各样的偶像，就像我们今天中国一样的，台湾也很多，印度更多，对吧？敬拜各种各样的偶像。
But then they repeatedly imitated the action or behaviors of the surrounding countries and worshipped idols, much like China and India today.
而且屡教不改。And
they refused to change.
甚至他们把这个偶像，这些人手塑的偶像，放在了充满了耶路撒冷和那个圣殿里面。
To such an extent that they brought all these idols into Jerusalem and into the temple.
所以神要下重手，要医治他们被盗的病。And
so therefore God needed to use a heavy hand to deal with their apostasy.
所以神不光是首先借着尼布甲尼撒这个大君王的手，把以色列周围的列国全部灭了。And
so God used Nebuchadnezzar to completely destroy their kingdom.
把埃及也给打残了。
And also to conquer Egypt.
其实埃及不要不了多久，没过多久也就全部灭亡了。
And after that, not too long after that, the ancient Egyptian kingdom was destroyed.
所以我们今天，我们以为巴勒斯坦那个地方的人是，其实他们根本不是当时的原住民。今天埃及人根本不是当初的埃及人。
And so in actuality, today's inhabitants of Palestine or Egypt are not the original inhabitants.
他们都不知道消失到哪里去了。
We don't know where they've been, where they've disappeared to.
但神在借着尼布甲尼撒手，不光是灭了周围的列国，而且把以色列，就是当时犹大国也给灭了。
And so the Lord used Nebuchadnezzar's hand not only to destroy the surrounding countries, enemies, but also to destroy Israel.
把耶路撒冷城、把圣殿都灭了，都摧毁了。
To destroy the temple and Jerusalem.
但是神做了一件对以色列人，单单对以色列人做一件很特别的事。
But the Lord also did one thing specifically for the Israelites.
他们把剩下一部分渔民掳到了巴比伦，在那里保存下来。
He saved a remnant of the Israelites and brought them to Babylon.
而且尼布甲尼撒王对他们特别好。
And the king Nebuchadnezzar treated them very well.
比如说但以理就最终被升到了那个宰相的位置。
For example, Daniel, who was eventually elevated to a position of prime minister.
不光是当时的巴比伦帝国，后来的马代波斯也都特别对这群以色列人特别保护。我们都知道后来有王后啊，后来也有那个省长啊。还有宰相，还有不同的宰相又出来，他们都是以色列剩下的渔民。
And not only the rulers of Babylon, but also the following empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, they're all treated this remnant very well. And we have Queen Esther from that time, and they also had prime ministers or elevated to prime ministers.
Queens. Oh, yeah. 记得这些人教导以色列人，所以从那个时候起，在巴比伦。本来是个偶像的地方，结果他们从此以色列人再也不拜偶像了。
And so this remnant taught the people of Israel, and so from that time on, they no longer worship idols.
啊，还不光是这些。
And not only this.
因为神的目的远比拯救以色列人大。
Because God's purpose was even greater than just saving the Israelites.
你让我们知道，神在这那段时间里边兴起了巴比伦，然后又是马代波斯取代巴比伦，然后又是亚历山大的希腊大帝国更大取代了那个马代波斯，然后出现一个更大的国家罗马帝国取代了前面的国家。其实神有一个很大的目的。
And so we know that God raised Babylon to be great and then used the Medo-Persian Empire to destroy Babylon and then raised up the Greeks to destroy the Medo-Persians and then eventually the Romans to destroy all those before them. And he actually had a greater purpose in doing all of this.
他是借着但以理把这一切事情告诉我们的，原来是跟我们今天传的福音有关，原来是与今天在座的每一个人都有关。
And so he used Daniel to tell us that this actually, all this history actually has to do with the gospel today.
Yeah, 借着马代波斯的兴起，灭了巴比伦，然后七十年，以色列人就回到了今天的以色列，渔民就回到今天以色列地方，重新建圣殿，重新建耶路撒冷城。
And so after the Medo-Persians defeated Babylon, The remaining Israel, the remnant, returned to Israel 70 years later to rebuild the capital of Jerusalem and rebuild the temple.
这个时候，神借着但以理所预言的那个七十个期就正式开始，人类最后的一段时间就开始倒数计时了。
And so that particular action in time marks the beginning of the 77s that was mentioned in Daniel.
Right. 然后我们就知道接下来的希腊帝国。你知道希腊文化就传遍了整个中东一带，你知道为什么吗？因为我们的新约圣经就是用希腊文写的，因为希腊文很特别。
And so then the Greek Empire rose, and then spread throughout, and then the Greek language also spread throughout the Middle East. And how do we know that? It's because our New Testament was written in Greek.
Right. 然后接下来罗马帝国，我们就知道发生了一件很重大的人类历史最最重大的事情：耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
And then during the Roman Empire, something great happened. What was that? That was that the Lord Jesus came down to earth.
然后被钉十字架，然后三天后复活，成就了整个人类的救赎。
And then was crucified on the cross and was resurrected 3 days later, became the savior for all of mankind.
就是圣经千年来的预言，就在罗马帝国实现了。
And so these were prophecies from thousands of years ago and were fulfilled during the Roman Empire.
而且借着罗马帝国这个耶稣基督的福音就传遍了整个世界。
And then use the Roman Empire to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus throughout the world.
还不光是这些。
And not only all of these.
对，我们都知道，今天我们所处的地方说，就是刚才所说的，是个更大的一个世界性的帝国哈。也许你把所有国家都加在一起，就是半铁半泥，有民主有独裁，对吧？我们都知道，有的国家是独裁，有的国家好像是民主，民主好像啥事都不能干，对不对？
Okay.
独裁就啥事都可以干，你看今天中国有多繁荣，对吧？
And so the era that we live in today is the greatest empire that is of clay and of iron, because we have some democratic societies and we have some dictatorships. And the democratics are like clay that they seem helpless sometimes, but then there are the dictatorships that can accomplish great things. If you look at, for example, what China is doing.
你知道这是在几千年前圣经的预言，有铁很坚硬，对吧？可以屠杀人。然后用泥啥也不能做。
And so this is prophesied from thousands of years ago, but we have iron that is very strong and brittle and can kill?
Iron is for killing.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
Okay. So iron, we have iron now which is very strong, which was used as a weapon then and also now, and then you also have the clay.
大家知不知道我们这个时代在等到最后倒数计时进到最后的一个期，我们就处在这个时候，最后的一个期，七十个期中的最后一个期。
And do you know that we are living in the last of the seventies? That is the time that we're living in today.
所以你才会感觉到为什么今天，尤其进入2024年，整个世界非常不安，但不知道为什么。
So then, can you see that during this time, for example, in 2024, everyone is restless, but we don't know why.
你知道吗？最后的七年一旦到来的话，整个世界完全失去了平安。
And do you know that during the last 7 years, the peace will escape the entire world?
与巴比伦帝国还会再次兴起。
Because the Babylonian Empire will resurrect again.
从幼发拉底河会出来一只兽，非常厉害，一只大的军队兽，然后整个世界还从阴间里边还要出来。
And so from the river Euphrates, a great beast will come out, and also from the pit.
我们都知道，在启示录第九章在告诉我们，巴比伦那幼发拉底河就是今天伊拉克，就是当时的巴比伦帝国所在。
And so we know from Revelation chapter 9 that Euphrates and the Babylonian Empire are in today's Iraq.
整个世界上的人要马上进入一个大灾难啊！人一开始就是三分之一被瘟疫击杀。
And so all of mankind will experience a great disaster, a great tribulation. Almost immediately, one third of mankind will die.
啊，当然还有那个什么蝎子这样的军队，我们不知道那是什么东西哈。反正从阴间，从幼发拉底河出来的东西，然后一个接下来就是一个大灾难，接着一个大灾难。
And so many beasts and other soldiers will come out of the pit and from the river Euphrates, and we don't exactly know what they are, what they mean, but we know that mankind will experience one tribulation after another.
整个世界都完全没有平安，就在这个时候，敌基督、敌神的人要出现。
And so the entire world will be without peace, and at this time, the Antichrist will appear.
接下来就是基督要出现。
And then after that, the Lord Jesus Christ will appear.
审判整个世界。
And judge the entire world.
整个世界啊，我们现在还没有到，但是我们已经快要进到那个最后的七年了。
And so we are not there yet, but we are about to enter that last 7 years.
你知道，当初但以理啊是。在读书的时候，读耶利米所写下来的时候，他看到了这个。
And you know that Daniel saw these things when he was reading the words of the books of Jeremiah.
他究竟从但以理书看到了什么东西，以至于他马上就跪到神的面前开始祷告，神就把最后世界将要发生的事情告诉他。
And so, what is it that he read that he immediately went to the Lord in prayer, and then the Lord revealed all this to him?
啊，这个对我们今天非常有关系啊。但以理读到了，那么今天我们能读，也要来读。究竟耶利米在但以理之前的另外一个大先知，他写了什么
？And so, Daniel read this, and so it is very important to us today because it was written by a very important prophet, a predecessor of Daniel.
哎，我们都知道以色列有很多非常。大的先知，但以理是一个，耶利米是另外一个，耶利米比但以理要早一点点。
And so we know there were many great prophets in during that time. Daniel was one, Jeremiah was one, and Jeremiah preceded Daniel by a little bit.
我们来看一处，就是当时但以理所读到的地方啊，在耶利米书第29章。
And so we'll read from Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书第九二十九章的第10节到第14节。
So Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 10 to 14.
这对我们非常有关。 今天就是我们为什么要传福音的原因。
And so this is very relevant to us today and also why we must spread, preach the gospel today.
耶利米书29章第10节 耶和华如此说对耶利米说 为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后 我要眷顾你们 向你们成就我的恩言 使你们仍回此地。
For thus says the Lord, this is to Jeremiah, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you to bring you back to this place.
这当然是指着那些被掳到巴比伦的那些以色列渔民讲的，其实也是对着今天我们讲的。
And so this was spoken to those who were captured by Babylon, but it's also speaking to us today.
因为我们今天其实也是被掳了的，我们这些本来是属神的人都是被掳到。 巴比伦这样一个国家的里面，就是今天的，我们这个半铁半泥的国度里面。
And so it could be said that we too have been kidnapped or captured, because we belong to God, but we've been captured to Babylon or to this empire of both clay and iron.
我们来看第十一节，我们都知道末世的时候大灾难，但是神怎么说？神说，耶和华说。 我知道我想你们所怀的意念是平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
And so that in verse 11, because they were experiencing tribulations, what does the Lord say? He says, "For I know the plans that I have for you," declares the Lord, "plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope."
神不是降灾的意念，尽管当世界末日的时候有大灾难出现，神是要让我们有盼望。So
God is not a God of calamity. So even during the great tribulation time, He wants to give us a hope.
我们怎么样得到这个盼望呢？第十二节，你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。And
so how can we gain this hope in verse 12? Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
你们寻求我。 若专心寻求我, 就必寻见。
You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
所以当时但以理读到这段的时候, 他就跪到神的面前, 为着以色列, 为着自己, 为着以色列人祷告。
And so when Daniel read up to this part, then he went and kneeled before the Lord to pray for himself and for the Israelites.
我们都知道今天主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上, 被钉十字架复活, 已经两千多年过去了。
So we know that it has been about 2,000 years since the Lord became came incarnate and died upon the cross.
这个末世最后七年的大灾难一直没有来，因为神在等。And
so this last great tribulation, this last 7 years, still has not come yet because the Lord is waiting.
神一直在等，等谁呢？
So the Lord is waiting. Who is He waiting for?
等就是我们中间仍然没有信耶稣的人。
He's waiting for those amongst us who have not yet believed in the Lord.
因为圣经说，圣经预言说要得救的人数满了。我们不知道有多少人，但是神知道有多少人要满了。And
so, because the Bible says that the number who believe needs to come to completion, but we don't know what that number is.
当得救的人数满了的时候，末日就来了。And
so, when the number has been fulfilled, then the tribulation will come.
所以要等到该信的都必须要信。
So we need to wait for all of those who are going to believe to believe.
我们中间原来的年轻人是原来是信的，现在不信了。So
there are some young people amongst us who originally were believers and now no longer are.
所以你要认真的来寻求，你必须要相信。And
so therefore you need to be diligent in your searching and you need to believe.
你知道我们昨天晚上有一个弟兄在我们中间聚会弟兄过世了。
Do you know that there was a brother who passed away yesterday who used to meet with us? He passed away last night around
8 p.m.
But our hearts were still filled with peace because he was saved.
Do you know what
people who we meet in this world, what is the question that they want to ask the most?
就是你得救了没有?
Is that, have you been saved?
我们最近也有一个姊妹，她的丈夫一直不信主，她应该是不信的，结果中风了。And
so we also there's a sister who has a husband who refuses to believe and recently had a stroke.
这个弟兄姊妹非常着急，要赶快给她传福音，哪怕她还在迷迷糊糊的时候，也要赶快给她传福音，希望她得救。
And so brothers and sisters were very anxious, and they wanted to go and immediately preach the gospel to him, even if he is not in the right state of mind. They still wanted to preach the gospel to him.
也许你不明白为什么要得救, 但是我们基督徒都知道得救是一个人生在地上, 一生中最重大的问题。
And so you may not understand why it's so important to be saved, but for those of us who believe, we know that to be saved is the most important thing to do on this earth.
所以我们今天有个很显然的问题, 讲了半天尼布甲利撒, 尼布甲利撒得救了没有?
And so now we have this question we've been talking about Nebuchadnezzar. So was King Nebuchadnezzar saved?
你知道在但以理书啊, 记载两次神借着梦向尼布甲利撒讲话。
Do you know that in Daniel, God used dreams twice to speak to Nebuchadnezzar?
以至于他对神的认识啊, 可以说超过很多地上很多的君王, 没有, 几乎找不到一个君王啊, 不是指以色列, 在地上的君王, 能够像尼布甲利撒那样的认识神。
And we can say that there was no other earthly ruler, not a Jewish ruler or king, but amongst the rest of the world who understood the Lord more.
如果你去看把整个但以理书看完，你会发借着两个梦，但以理跟他解释，他还见过耶稣，
so
神的儿子，你知道吗？
If you read through the entire the story, then you'll know that not only did he know God through his two dreams, but even saw the Lord Jesus.
因为他是个暴君，他把两个信神的三个信神的人给扔在火炉里去。
And because he is a cruel king, he threw three of Daniel's friends into a furnace.
Yeah. 结果他在火炉里边看，哎，怎么你们是明明扔下去三个人，出了变成第四个四个人了？
And then when he looked into the furnace, he noticed, didn't we throw three men in there? Why do I see a fourth?
你知道他怎么说吗？哎呀，那个人应该是神的儿子。
And do you know what he said? He said that fourth man is the son of God.
有这么多经历，我们在座的很多人也是，我们在从小在教会长大，我们有多少经历，对不对？我们都应该知道的，就像尼布甲利撒一样的。但是尼布甲利撒得救了吗？相信神了吗？
And so with all this experience, like those of us who have all this experience growing up in the church, so Nebuchadnezzar had all of these experiences, but was he saved?
你去Google一下，很多人都在为这个问题争论，因为我们基督徒知道这个很重要，但是我相信他没有。
So you can Google it, and there's a lot of discussion about whether or not he was saved, because as Christians, we know that this is an important matter, but personally, I don't believe he was.
因为他还在拜他原来的偶像。
Because he still worshipped his original idols.
我们中间也有在座的，我们好多，我们在想说，我们也可以相信神，但是我也可以相信我原来的神。
So there may be those sitting amongst us who say, I can believe in God, but also I can also believe in my original gods.
哦，这个世界对我的吸引力多大，对不对？
Because I believe in this world.
我的这个世界正好在上升期，做得风生水起的，我现在还不需要相信神。
Or that I'm doing really well in this world right now. I am on the rise, so I don't need God yet.
这个世界对我的吸引力还很大，对不对？我的偶像也是很宝贵的，一直保守我的。
Because the world is treating me very well, and also my idols are quite precious.
你知道。 我们很崇拜一些世界上取得丰功伟绩的伟人们。
And so you know that we admire many of the world's great people.
作为我们个人的激励，我们也要去在世界上取得一些成就。
So we admire some of these great people and we want to go and imitate them.
但尼布甲利撒王200年以后，希腊帝国兴起。
And but then 200 years later, after Nebuchadnezzar, according to Daniel's prophecy.
对，但以理预言了这个的希腊帝国兴起，你知道希腊帝国的开国元开国的君王叫什么吗？亚历山大大帝啊，叫大帝，你知道？你去查一下，你就知道，那是人万人崇拜的一个人，今天也是。
And so do you know? So Daniel prophesied about the Greek Empire after the Babylonians. And do you know who the greatest leader of the Greek Empire was? Alexander the Great. And so he was admired by millions.
对，他被称为是人类历史上最伟大的军事家。
And so he's been named the greatest conqueror, greatest ruler in the world.
结果32岁死了。
But he died at the age of 32.
他在死之前，他告诉他的下属。
And so before he died, he told his subordinates.
我们很崇拜他的丰功伟绩，你看多么伟大的君王！他说：“你 要让我死了以后，让我的手从棺材里边伸出来，让世人看见。
And so we may think he is this great and majestic ruler, but he said that after he dies and his casket, to make sure that his hands are hanging out.
我所取得的荣耀、尊荣啊，多伟大！但是我两手空空的来，我现在又是两手空空的去，我什么都带不走。
So that people can see that his hands were empty. He accumulated all this fame, wealth, and power in his lifetime, but at death he is empty-handed. He came into this world empty-handed, and he's leaving empty-handed.
对，我们今天崇拜那些伟大的君王亚历山大、秦始皇。我们中国人特别最近特别崇拜秦始皇，他们带走了什么？他刚死不多久，他国家就灭亡了。
And so we may put on a pedestal conquerors and rulers like Alexander the Great or the Emperor.Qing Emperor, but look at them after they died, their empire fell shortly after.
所以主耶稣说，你就算赚得了全世界，你却因此而丧失了生命，有什么对你有什么益处呢？
And so that is why the Lord says that what profit is it to gain the world but then to lose your life?
所以刚才弟兄带我们唱的首歌啊，趁着还有今天，趁着还有今天，神还在等我们。
And so just like the hymn that our brother led us to sing, that as long as we have today, as long as we have today,
我们来相信耶稣吧。
Maybe let's believe in the Lord Jesus.
你知道这个机会啊，刚才诗歌里边讲的，机会稍纵即逝。
And do you know about this opportunity that the hymn spoke of? This is
the opportunity for you to be saved.
This is the opportunity for you to be saved.
Can be disappeared.
Yeah, it is limited.
你知道罗马的总督就是钉耶稣基督死的那个十字架，钉耶稣十字架的罗马总督比拉多。
So do you know the Roman governor, the one who ordered Christ to be crucified, Pilate?
他本来还真有一点机会，他在面对主耶稣审判主耶稣的时候。
And so he actually had this opportunity when he was before the Lord Jesus and judging him.
主耶稣亲自对他讲：“我来是为真理做见证。”
And the Lord Jesus personally told him, I am here to testify for the truth.
比拉多回答主耶稣说，真理是什么呢？转身就走了。
And so Pilate responded to the Lord Jesus, what is truth? And then turned around and left.
他比拉多与永生失之交臂。
And so Pilate left an opportunity for eternal life.
各位在座的朋友，其实我们以为说我还可以活很久，不一定。我们不知道哪一天啊，就像我们一个姊妹的丈夫一中风的时候，弟兄姊妹要多急啊，赶快给他传福音。
And so, to all here, we may think that we have a lot of time left, but that's not necessarily so. Just like our sister's husband who got a stroke, and all of us so anxious to preach the gospel to him.
听说他有一点回应，你知道弟兄姊妹有多高兴？其实他跟我什么关系，我都不认识他，对不对？我知道我们弟兄姊妹看见过他，其实我都从头到尾没见过这位做父亲的。
And so, and we heard that he recovered a little bit. And do you know how glad we were all, even though that most of us and I personally have never met him?
因为我们看到又一个人得救了，可以不下地狱，不经过大灾难了。
Because we see an opportunity for one more to be saved, one more who doesn't have to go to hell, one more who doesn't have to go through the great tribulation.
如何可以得救呢？如何可以相信呢？
If you could believe.
How do you believe, right?
Oh, yeah.
就是刚才我们所念的。但以你念的耶利米书所说的第十二节十三节。
And how do you believe? It is just what we read in Daniel and in Jeremiah.
当但以你读到这儿的时候，哇，跪在神的面前，开始为整个国家、整个以色列祷告。
And so when Daniel read this portion of Jeremiah, he immediately went and prayed for all of Israel.
那十二节怎么样讲？耶利米书第二十九章十二节。我你们要呼求我，就是那些以色列的渔民们啊，以色列那些人还不认识神的人，你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。十三节，你们寻求我，若专心寻求，就必寻见，你们就会相信。
So in Jeremiah 29 verse 12, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me and I will listen to you. So this is for those who, the Israelites who were not saved. And so 13 says, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And that is how they believe.
如果专心寻求，你们就必寻见神。
If you seek for the Lord, then you will definitely meet Him. Let's bow together for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们实在为着我们中间仍然在寻求的人祷告。
And Lord, we want to pray for all of those amongst us who are searching.
当2024年进入一个非常不安的世界，进入一个非常不安的时候。
And during this year in 2024, as the world enters this restless period.
我们也从你的话得知啊，世界末日即将来临。
We gain wisdom from your word of what's to come.
大灾难、大地震、大瘟疫、大杀戮即将要降临这个世界。
That great disasters, tribulations, plagues, and wars are going to come to this world.
但是我们相信你不是降灾祸的，你是要赐平安的神。
But we believe that you are not a God for calamity, but one for peace.
所以当我们中间这些仍然在寻求你的人听见啊，里面听见你那个温柔的声音的时候。
And so for those who are seeking amongst us, when they hear your gentle voice,
当他们专心在寻求的时候，
when they are diligently searching,
你说他们必寻见。
You say that they will definitely meet you.
主啊，你保守在座的每一个仍然在寻求的人，一个也不失落。
Lord, would you meet each one who is searching for you and not lose any one of them?
每一个都得救。
And would all of them be saved?
就算他们曾经不知道你，但今天来到我们的中间，在听见你的声音的时候。
And even though they did not know you before, but today when they hear your voice.
主啊，你就真是对他们讲话，让他们真的听见。
Would you speak to them so that they would hear?
你把你的平安赐给他们。
Would you give them your peace?
这个世界哪怕是大水泛滥的时候，你仍然作王。
And to know that in this world, no matter through flood or famine, that you are God.
当战争兴起的时候，主你把平安赐给我们。
And even when wars come about, Lord, would you give us your peace?
因为我们知道我们有永生。
Because we know that we have eternal life.
我们都知道最后要取代这个世界人的国的是公义的国家。
And because we know that the final kingdom upon this earth will be one, a righteous kingdom.
那是公义的国度，我们主耶稣基督掌权。
And a righteous ruler who is our Lord Jesus Christ.
就像尼布甲尼撒说的，你的国度存到永远。
And just as Nebuchadnezzar said, would your kingdom go and be eternal?
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.